Morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m., 33 degrees in downtown Sitka and overcast. Today is Wednesday, January 29, 2014. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. Should children be prohibited from entering businesses that allow smoking, even during a non-smoking event? That was the question before the Sitka Assembly last night. What was just a holiday event for some Sitkins represented for others a threat to public health and a violation of the voters' intent. KCAW's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
For Margaret Peterson, it was just a Christmas party. Peterson is the pub manager at the American Legion in Sitka. In December, the Legion hosted an event for about 75 kids.
Every one of the kids got to see Santa and Mrs. Claus. They all got a present. They all got a bag of candy. Every one of the kids got a new jacket, a winter jacket, to take home with them.
But there was a wrinkle in this plan. You see, the American Legion is a private club that allows smoking. And in 2005, Sitka voters passed a law prohibiting children from entering businesses where smoking is allowed. Just before the Christmas party, the American Legion received a phone call complaining that they were violating the law. So they checked with City Attorney Robin Kocek. And Kocek checked the ordinance. The law reads, "Children under the age of 18 shall not be permitted in any place of employment where smoking is allowed." But the American Legion wasn't going to allow smoking, not at this particular event. So Kocek said, not a problem. They could hold the Christmas party as planned. In early January, the Sitka Assembly decided to revisit that smoking ordinance. Mayor Mim McConnell and Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett sponsored a revision that reads, quote, "Once the declaration of an establishment facility or outdoor area as smoking has been made, it shall not be changed for temporary or special functions." In other words, a business is either smoking or non-smoking. You can't allow smoking sometimes and then air out the room for events with kids. Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter laid out some of the health concerns behind the law.
The CDC says no amount of secondhand smoke, no matter how little, is safe. And I did some further research and talked to a few people and discovered that the research that's going on right now says that airing a place out is not enough to make it safe. The amount of carcinogens in the air, the cancer-causing chemicals and toxins, actually get embedded within the walls.
But at Tuesday's meeting, nearly a dozen people stood up to plead with the Assembly not to pass the revised ordinance.
This is a place where we have memorials for our vets that had passed away. If you guys change this smoking ordinance, the families cannot bring their kids in to have these memorials.
My grandchildren were so very happy. Now there's Easter parties and memorials and things like that where children would be coming into the club. And I really hope that there's some discussion for this.
I was able to take my younger children to this party, and it was very obviously a smoke-free and alcohol-free event. And they provided a wonderful hot meal for us, and it was all free to my family. And for a low-income family, that's really important.
That was Margaret Peterson again, and Sitka residents Robbie Martin and Stacy Joseph. But, said Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett, it's all beside the point.
And this isn't really about the American Legion. It's about the ordinance, and it's about the fact that the intent of the ordinance originally, when it was passed by the people, was to protect children from secondhand smoke by not letting them in smoking facilities. Unfortunately, the ordinance was not written well enough to be able to cover the intention. And all we're doing by this is making it follow the intent of the ordinance and the way the people voted.
With all due respect to Ms. Hackett, the intent was open for debate. Yeah.
That city attorney, Robin Kocek. She said it simply isn't clear what voters originally intended. In the end, the Assembly voted 5-2 to postpone the issue, with McConnell and Hackett voting against postponement. The ordinance will be referred to the Health Needs and Human Services Commission, with the hope that they can come up with a solution that clears the air. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.
In other business, the Assembly passed on first reading an ordinance that would encourage city agencies to do more of their purchasing from local businesses. The ordinance would also set up a system by which the city could track how much it buys locally. And the Assembly authorized city staff to apply for a loan from the Alaska Energy Authority to finish construction of the Blue Lake Hydro project. The city had originally hoped for a state grant to cover the final $18.5 million in construction costs, but is now planning to borrow the money instead. The Ferry LeConte canceled its Tuesday Haines and Skagway sailing after it was forced to return to Juneau because of mechanical issues. State Department of Transportation spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says crews are working to fix the port engine.
The ferry had already departed from Auk Bay en route to Haines. They experienced some engine issues with the port engine and turned around, sailed back to Auk Bay, and right now we have crews assessing the situation.
Woodrow said there's no word yet how long the LeConte will be out of service. The ferry breakdown follows several days of foggy weather in Juneau that canceled or diverted jets and kept regional planes grounded, meaning several Upper Lynn Canal residents have been stranded in Juneau or elsewhere since Friday. Haines residents Pam Long and her husband and two kids were returning from a trip to California and were scheduled to be home Sunday. Instead, their Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle was canceled. The next morning, it took off from Seattle but overshot Juneau because of weather, and the family spent a night in Anchorage. On Sunday, even with fog again rolling into the area, the Long's flight was finally able to land in Juneau.
We were doing the long approach, everyone hoping we'd land, and when we touched down finally last night in Juneau, the whole jet applauded and cheered.
The family boarded the ferry Tuesday morning, only to turn around an hour later to return to Juneau because of the engine trouble. The family booked a flight to Haines for Tuesday afternoon, but low clouds again grounded local planes. The family and other Upper Lynn Canal residents will spend another night in Juneau and hope the sky is clear today. Long said she's run into several Haines and Skagway families still trying to return home or leave Juneau for planned vacations.
Last night when we got off the plane, we saw a Haines family that had been in Juneau since Friday trying to fly to Seattle. So we gave a hug and a high five on the way by at the top of the boarding gate.
As for ferry service, the next ferry for the Upper Lynn Canal isn't scheduled until Friday, and that's if the LeConte is back in operation by then. During the winter, the LeConte provides service to the Lynn Canal, Gustavus, Hoonah, Angoon, and Tenneke. Woodrow says it's unlikely the state will add any extra ferry service in Southeast at this time until it's known how long the LeConte may be down. And most of us are familiar with flash mobs, where a group of people secretly arrange to meet at a certain place and time to sing and dance to the delight of confused passersby. But in Ketchikan, there has been a spate of cash mobs, part of a new effort to support local business owners. KRBD's Layla Carey observed the most recent cash mob and has this report.
It was a typical rainy Saturday afternoon in Ketchikan, and it was pretty quiet at Parnassus Bookstore. People drifted in, some looking for a specific book, others browsing. Owner Charlotte Glover giving recommendations and taking orders if a desired volume wasn't in the shop. Suddenly, at 2 p.m., things got busy. A group of people cheerfully stormed the store, and someone handed Glover a plaque.
It says Cash Mob 2014 supporting retail members, Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce. It's very spiffy.
The Cash Mob is a new idea for Ketchikan. Chamber business manager Chelsea Goucher says that former Chamber president Judy Zenge proposed the idea after hearing about a similar event down south. The local chamber modified the concept to make it fit Ketchikan, and... well, here's Goucher describing what happens.
So basically, a bunch of people get together, they plan a place where they're going to meet, they know the business ahead of time, and they have to keep it hush-hush so the business owner doesn't find out. And then we kind of all inundate their store at the same time, and everyone commits to spending a little bit of money, and, you know, it's just a way to give them a big splash of cash.
This was the third cash mob in Ketchikan. The first was at Twisted Tree, and then the group mobbed Forget-Me-Not Sweater Shop.
And it was really exciting. Both business owners were super, super happy, super excited. And it's really cool to know that we're having an impact. Jackie Williams of the Forget Me Not Sweater Shop said that it was her biggest day of the whole year.
It was a pretty big day for Parnassus, too, when the mob showed up. Glover says it definitely boosted business for the day, although she's been pleased with the steady flow she's seen since taking over the shop this winter. One young mobster who came in with his mother had a special interest, and Glover showed him some of the options.
Star Wars origami.
Star Wars origami.
And I have Star Wars The Yoda Chronicles.
That one.
And it comes with the...
Comes with a mini action figure, yeah. And inside, it's got information about different Star Wars characters.
Other patrons visited and mingled as they browsed books, picked out calendars and greeting cards, and perused some of the gift items in the store. In this age of internet shopping, Goucher says one of the benefits of the event is learning what's available locally.
A lot of people, because of where the Cash Mob was at, went into a store that normally they just walk by, and they had no idea what was in there. So it's a way to get people looking and seeing what merchandise people actually have.
So they don't always have to go online.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I didn't know there was all these cute clothes at Twisted Tree or at the sweater shop, you know? And so it kind of gets people looking and out in the community and really seeing that we do have a lot to offer.
Parnassus apparently had plenty to offer the Cash Mob participants, and store employee Allison Netterer kept pretty busy at the cash register.
There you are. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
And that's all for local news for this morning. It's 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka, where it's 33 degrees and overcast. You can expect decreasing clouds today with areas of fog in the morning and highs around 44 degrees. Light winds becoming northwest 10 miles per hour in the morning. Partly cloudy tonight with patchy fog late, lows around 34 and northwest winds 10 miles per hour. And it should be sunny tomorrow with patchy fog in the morning, highs around 41 and light winds. Well, I do not have a local interview for you today. However, I can tell you that there will be a special Good Day show in honor of Pete Seeger today, 9 to 10 a.m. So stay tuned for that. Good morning.